Yeah, super excited about this video. It's going to be my first single and video to be released under my new solo project called Serrano Torres. We flew to Iceland. I was so excited to be in Europe and like be in new culture and new food, new people. Like the landscape was just, it was just breathtaking. Like sometimes it was really hard to like put my mindset on where I'm working right now because I was just like, oh my God, it's so beautiful. And just taking it all in. But it was very, very exciting process. I loved working with my team. And we even got some shots here in Arkansas too because we have to represent. You know, this is home base for me. But it was just an amazing, amazing experience.
Why Iceland? What was the reasoning for doing some shooting in Iceland for this video?
Me and Mike Bailey, when we got together and started making the song, originally it was more like acoustic-y, loopy, cello song. And it ended up being more electronic EDM. And then at the end, it kind of gets kind of epic. So we need a location that's epic. Great views, great side, like cliffs and like oceans as far as you can see. So we were just thinking where to go. Iceland was definitely on the list, but it just kind of all happened on the whim. Yia, the photographer and the videographer for this video, she was already doing shoots there and was already staying there, already had a cabin. I was like, well, I guess I should go and try to, you know, it just kind of all happened by chance, honestly. But I think it's a perfect location because it really like helps bring out like the song, and it doesn't have lyrics, right? So we really needed to, the setting needed to be kind of epic and vast, and the whole name of the song, Everywhere, especially like to instill hope in people everywhere around the globe that are going through some kind of crisis. This whole project formed out of a need, a desire for me to really dig deeper into who I was as a musician. Like, what does it mean to be my own artist? I've always had like a yearning to like see what I could create. So it's been a really cool experience, I think. Just having that track, having the loop pedal. For sure, I would recommend anybody that's trying to like become a songwriter and you're a classical musician, get a loop pedal or just record yourself on the phone and get that feedback, because it really helps to put things into perspective and help you like grow, because you can keep adding layers and layers and layers and structure it out. It's been a lot of fun being a musician and finally stepping into this new field where you're creating music. You know, as a classical musician, you just have the piece of paper and you read it, and then you have to try to interpret it as best as possible. But creating something new is like more personal.
And let's talk about you as a cellist, maybe. How did you know that the cello was your passion and your instrument, and that was your art form?
It's just so funny. A lot of things in my life just kind of like fell, and then I'm like, just ran with it. Even though I think I've always loved music. I've always thought in like rhythms and melody, and like I always heard music from an early age, but kind of fell into the cello. You know, I just joined the orchestra because I didn't speak English that well, and there was this kid that was helping me.
How old were you?
I was 12 when I started. It just happened out of necessity. I had to stick with that kid because I did not speak English, so I joined the orchestra class. And I started playing cello. And then I just remember, like, the first time I took it home, I fell in love with it. And it just, the love grew. There's something about the deep tones. And, you know, it's the closest thing to the human voice. And I've always, like, oh, that's cool. I can, like, sing through the cello. And it always made me feel really good. Whenever I was sad or depressed, I would just, like, play Bach. And just, like, I'll feel a lot better. But, honestly, like, it was the best thing I was at during high school. There was nothing else that was going for me. And I was like, well, I might as well give it a try. So it just kind of like went from there. But I was always passionate about it. I just didn't really think it out. I think I feel more. And the cello was definitely calling me to do what I do.
So you were 12 and you couldn't speak English. Where were you living?
A town called Smyrna, Georgia. I remember the first few years, it was kind of daunting, a whole new language. And I was just go to school and not quite understand everything the teacher is saying, and I'm just like looking and squinting my eyes. I'm like, I don't know what's going on. Like, honestly, I don't even know how I passed my grades, like my classes first 2 years, because I didn't really speak English. But you know, music definitely helped me through that for sure. Just staying on it, getting good at it. I was getting involved in community services and extra school activities, after school stuff to just learn more and more and more and more.
Thanks so much, Christian, for coming in, performing, talking about your music. I'm videoing your performance in my office, which is my production studio. We had to set it up a little bit differently than you would have used for the recording. So tell us about what you did to set up for what we're about to hear.
Yes, I'm super excited to be playing this song for you guys today. It's going to be a little bit different. But I think it's going to be nice and exciting for you guys to get to hear just a raw version of the song. I brought my speaker here, so we'll have it be playing through that, but I'm not going to be going through any kind of sound effects or reverb. It's just like straight cello acoustic in this room, which doesn't sound bad. I actually do like the acoustics in this room, but it's not, you know, you might not get that extra like sauciness that you would hear if I'd be going through my mixer. Yeah, I think it's going to be good. You can really feel more of the emotions from just the cello